Question 698. Thank you, Rabbi Leff. Recently, many Gedolei Yisrael put a cheirum on Rabbi Nosson Slifkin because of certain things that he wrote in his book, The Science and Torah. What exactly did he write that was wrong? I know that he had many Torah sources that backed up the points mentioned in the book, and in no means did he want to cause controversy. Why was the cheirum a very harsh punishment placed on Rabbi Slifkin, a well-meaning person? I believe that his book was meant to increase the honor of the Torah, to show how science and Torah are not contradictions, not to diminish the Torah's authority. This has really been bothering me lately, and I'd be very much like to hear what the Rav has to say about it. Avram Menachem, Long Island, New York. Okay, this is not an easy question to answer. Rabbi Slifkin is a very fine person, and I don't think anyone thinks that he on purpose wrote things that were against the Torah or wrong. And in fact, from what I can see in his books, what he wrote definitely has sources, Torah sources, to back them up. The problem is that there are differences of opinion amongst the Rishonim how to look at the scientific knowledge that is given through Torah Shebaal Peh. If, in fact, it is to be considered that Chazal saw this knowledge in a direct way through the Torah, and therefore what they said is Torah, or they were just reporting the a scientific understanding of their time, and really their intention wasn't to tell us scientific facts, but rather to clothe the secrets and philosophy of Torah in seemingly inane and very simple ideas that were said in their time, and not necessarily did they vouch for the authenticity of those facts and didn't really make a difference to them if they were true or not. They clothed them in the facts and the ideas of the time. In fact, the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzatu, writes that in his Hakdama, in his preface to Agados HaShas. Rabbi Slifkin very strongly leans on the opinions of some Rishonim that the scientific and natural facts found in the Gemara are not necessarily fact, but again, we use this Chazal as a vehicle, as a means, but not as an end in itself. Many Rishonim argue on that, and there are those that hold that the accepted view is like those Rishonim, and therefore presenting the other side is misleading. And even though Rabbi Slifkin presented it to those who could use that kind of approach and be able to relate to it better, the books are read by people who really should be exposed to the other approach, because that's the more accepted approach amongst the Gedolei Yisrael. I think part of the problem was that many of the things Rabbi Slifkin wrote were taken out of context by people who were not Gedolim, who were not so well-meaning either, and they showed Gedolim excerpts out of context, and the Gedolim trusted them that the rest of the book reflected that, and there were many Gedolim who originally gave Haskamos to the Sefer who didn't retract them, because really there's nothing in the Svarim that are apikursis mamish, but again, could be used in a very negative way by people who really should be directed towards a different approach. And in order that people should not distort, misuse the information that Rabbi Slifkin gave, there were those that held that this information should be given in a different manner that will safeguard the integrity of Chazal, where people will be able to understand the issue in its entirety and not be distorted, misrepresented, and therefore they felt that holding back the Sfarim or whatever would be a positive thing. I would hope that this issue will be resolved, insofar that Rabbi Slifkin will have a chance to speak to those people who have seen only excerpts of his book, and they will be able to direct him how best to transmit the information that he wants to transmit in a way that won't lead to distortions, misrepresentations, or whatever.